Welcome to In Touch with the Tri-Cities, a weekly look at events and issues concerning your community.
This is In Touch with the Tri-Cities. I'm Roller, and today we're talking with Carol Conrad. She's the founder and clinical director of the Couple and Family Institute. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
My pleasure. I love this.
The Couple and Family Institute is located right here in Kennewick. Can you tell me how long has it been around? When was it established and by whom?
Well, I started in actually 2004 in my private practice, and it was not until 2014 when I just finished up my doctoral program to become a licensed psychologist that I decided that I wanted to offer to others and to expand my services into the whole community. So I started the Couple and Family Institute of Tri-Cities, which is a training and research institute using emotionally focused therapy.
Ah, okay. So I guess you should explain now, but please explain what the Couple and Family Institute does. I mean, what are you guys trying to accomplish?
Well, our mission statement is to transform the world by transforming relationships. That's our main mission statement, and to help keep families together.
Okay, so those are little sentences that say a lot, don't they?
Yes, they do. They're packed.
One of the things I'd like to highlight is, and you already brought it up, emotionally focused therapy. If you could define that. And tell me also, what is the difference between emotionally focused therapy and other more traditional cognitive approaches?
Sure, I'd love to do that. So emotionally focused therapy is it's a integrative therapy using cognitive and affective approaches. Mm-hmm. In other words, thoughts and feelings. And we primarily focus in on the emotions because we know from research that the emotions, when you can tap into primary emotion, like sadness, fear, hurt, pain, those kinds of emotions,
right?
Those are the things, that's where transformation happens in relationships and in individuals. So Dr. Sue Johnson, back in the mid-80s, came up with her dissertation project. She was seeing couples. She watched thousands of hours of her working with couples. They taught her how to do good work and how to stay with those emotions. And she created a map from that, and mm-hmm. now she's taught it to us, and it's spreading all over. It's international. There's hubs of it. We have a hub here in Kennewick and in Spokane. And what we found, it's all research-based, evidence-based treatment, where we know what works and what doesn't and why it works and how to shape and create connection and love.
Mm-hmm.
And we also know how to help people with, you know, depression, anxiety, PTSD. They're all relationship-based and attachment-based disorders.
Right.
And so we know how to help clients with that, and it's powerful. And when I started to do EFT about 15 years ago, it completely transformed how I worked with people.
Right. You saw results.
I immediately saw results and continue to see results. And that's why I founded CFIT, which we use that for short, CFIT,
okay.
Because nobody knew about EFT. And so we wanted that to get expanded into this community because we have a 75%+ success rate with couples, which is unheard of. So, Rolly, you were asking me, you know, what's the difference between, you know, EFT and standardized cognitive behavioral?
Mm-hmm.
For couples in particular, we have the statistics that we know, and these are national statistics. About 35% of couples get well from distress to resolution,
mm-hmm.
and that's really low. I mean, we literally flipped it. You know, we have 75% getting well and 90% getting better. And staying better. Our research shows us that 6 months and 2 years later, couples not only maintain the gains, they continue to increase, which is the opposite of standardized couples therapy, where things fall off at 6 months and by 2 years, they're right back to the same old place.
Right. Those are very positive numbers. Now, getting
they
specific. Yeah, they are. Looks good. Getting specific, the Couple and Family Institute provides, of course, couples therapy, but you have other services and you have workshops. What are some of those services that you provide?
Sure. Love to tell you about that. So I typically do 2 to 4 times a year, depending on the need, a workshop for couples. It's a weekend, 2-day weekend workshop retreat that I typically do at the Hampton Inn in Richland. Called Hold Me Tight, Tri-Cities. And to be specific, it's a program that Sue Johnson put together. We have kind of a format, and then I've adapted it and put myself into it. So it's a give and take kind of thing that we've done. And that has been wildly successful here in Tri-Cities. I have not done those since February because of COVID.
Right. That kind of throws a wrench in the plans. Yeah.
It has thrown big wrenches in the plan, indeed. And we also do what we call EFIT, emotionally focused individual therapy, which is it uses the same principles and flow and concepts as we use with couples, but it works for individuals because, you know, we have a relationship with ourselves.
Right.
And oftentimes, like with depression, you know, people get into a place where they have a negative self-view and of themselves and others. And so we get right down to that core and help transform that through the attachment relationship with a therapist and or through attachment relationship that they use imaginally with other people in their life that they have secure attachment with, if that makes sense.
Now, you guys let me interject. You guys are considered an essential business. So if you use the required protocol, you can see people personally or not during this COVID ordeal?
We do a hybrid.
Okay.
So at first, when everything shut down, we went 100% to telehealth. But you're right. We are an essential business and we do all the measures, you know, we take temperature and ask questions and we wear masks and we wipe down surfaces and we stay 6 feet away or more. And yes, we continue to see clients. I would say mine went from 100% telehealth now down to about 25% telehealth. But we offer both services for any couples, individuals, or clients that are interested in doing that. I've even done family therapy online. So
So before I interjected, you were telling me you were talking about families and you're talking about individuals, or no, you said individuals and couples, but you also do family. So really, you are an all service. You can help individuals, you can help couples in their relationships, and you can help families as a unit. You know, on the subject of this pandemic, gosh, that factor alone has got to cause some pretty severe emotional impact with just human relationships. Nobody's going to emerge unscathed by this experience. What do you know about the emotional impact of COVID-19 on just the people in our community? What's it doing to us?
Well, there's a few articles and research that's been done, but we do know that the latest census that they did, they asked these questions, and our rates of depression and anxiety have tripled. We are now at 30 to 40% of national average here of people with depression and or anxiety issues. And we also know that there is, back in 2003, there was with the, I'm trying to remember what the thing that was going on there. I can't remember which disease that we were dealing with, but they did some research and they found that PTSD came out of that. And we're anticipating that as well, a traumatic response. And so you're absolutely right. It is raising divorce rates, raising family distress. And I think this is something we are going to continue to see even as we go forward, you know, the whole, you know, everything with the election and the pressure of that.
Sure.
And the pressures of the, you know, shutdown, economic pressures. I mean, there is just, it's a huge, as you said, a huge hub. It impacts every single person.
So our
services, we can't keep up with it.
Right, right. So in light of that, it seems really important for people to consider the quality of the therapist and or the program they choose. Can you give us just a couple points to consider when you're choosing someone to help?
Absolutely. First of all, you want to know what their experience is, what their background is, what their approach is. Is it evidence-based? Is it, you know, do they have good reviews? Do they have others that have had, you know, success with that therapist? Because the therapist really does make all the difference.
That makes sense.
Not just their training, but also their personality and who they are. So that would be the number one thing, is really do the research and find out, because, like I said, not all therapists are created equal.
And no.
Especially with couples. There's actually a little thing we call, from Bill Dottery, who is a nationally known marriage therapist. He calls it the dirty little secret of therapists. Couple therapy is the hardest to do.
Right.
And if you don't have good training, you can literally create harm.
Sure. So, and that's the last thing. Right. That's the last thing any of us want. Now, can you give me some contact information, a phone number, email, website?
Oh, you bet. Yes. So you can go to couplefamilyinstitute.com. Look us up. We have a fabulous website. You can read all about how we do therapy.
Mm-hmm.
You can see all of our providers there. Everyone at CFIT is trained in EFT. We have some areas where we excel more in and work with more, and they are all under, that was the second question you asked about. They're all under supervision with me, and I've been doing this for 15 years.
Okay.
I'm a certified emotionally focused therapy and supervisor through the Institute of, the ICEFT, which is the International Center for Excellence in EFT.
Okay.
So, anybody that you work with at my office is going to be in the excellent category because they are continually trained and they excel at what they do.
Okay. All right. So, Dr. Conrad, briefly, because we're getting low on time here, is there anything else you'd like to add about the Couple and Family Institute?
Just that our mission is there to help you transform your relationship. And that is our whole sole purpose. And we are very focused on being there for our clients. We have all kinds of assortments of ways in which we can do that. And that's our deepest goal. I didn't give you a phone number. You want a phone number?
Yes, absolutely.
It's 509-579-0200.
All right, 579-0200. That's 0200.
Correct.
And that's for the Couple and Family Institute. This has been In Touch with the Tri-Cities. This is Roller, and we've been talking to Dr. Carol Conrad. She's a licensed psychologist and is the founder and clinical director of the Tri-Cities Couple and Family Institute. Thank you so much for all this helpful information today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for asking me, Roller.
This has been In Touch with the Tri-Cities, a production of Stevens Media Group. If your nonprofit organization has a public service message to promote, please contact us at smgnorthwest.com.